It's Friday. It's IRC FM time. Quality music coming down the pipe and into your ears each and every week. IRC FM 135, thinking of the Kiwis. This week on IRC FM, we remember the victims of the Christchurch earthquake in New Zealand that struck earlier in the week. And we celebrate the music of Christchurch, and in particular the rock music of Christchurch. And we're going to start up with a countdown. We're going to start at number 10 and work our way all the way through to number 1. This is Concrete Jungle by Soul Tonic here on IRC FM.
Absolutely wonderful. A concrete buzz to kill the silence. People everywhere in a bustle. Welcome to the concrete jungle. It's absolutely wonderful. And now concrete jungle. And now concrete jungle. We have neon lights, better stars.
Their freedom and they lost their lives. No need picking at his times, the thief, the landscape scar, the sky defiled.
Number 9 on the rock charts for Reverb Nation in Christchurch. That was 21st Century. And the name of the group was called Clamour. When I was listening to that song, I thought that would be a perfect ideal fundraising song for such an event such as this. It sort of really emphasises the people that are involved in both being caught in the disaster and also the various people trying to rescue the people who were caught in the disaster. I thought that would be like a perfect soundtrack that a TV station or something could use as a part of their coverage or as a way to raise money. And it actually turns out that Clamour was one step ahead of me. They were a band who started in 2009 as a covers band doing a few private gigs. That song you just heard, 21st Century, was written as a tribute to the people of the Industrial Revolution, recognising how their sacrifices gave us much of what we have today. The band also believed that the sentiment of this song can be applied to the sacrifices of the miners and their families in the recent Pike River mining tragedy, also in New Zealand on the South Island. And so the band were offering that song as a download from their website, and money from that download would go to the miners' families. So that was Clamour, and before that we heard Soul Tonic, number 10 on the rock charts for Christchurch on Reverb Nation. Can't tell you a lot about them. They're a four-piece, and the song that we heard was also slightly ironic and slightly topical for the situation at hand. The song was called Concrete Jungle. So let's continue. We're going to go to number 8. And this song may indeed be a bit funny. Let's see if you find this funny or not. I certainly had a laugh at the title, considering that this title could very much apply to me. The band is called Green Light Go. They describe themselves as five lads who play a bit of music. They're back from their tour and they're currently writing behind closed doors, so they say. And this song is called Fat Man in a Tie. And for some reason I thought that I wrote Fat Man in a Tree, which I didn't on the show notes, which is absolutely awesome. So this is Green Light Go, Fat Man in a Tie. And I have worn a tie, but apart from a couple of weddings last year, I haven't really worn a tie for quite some time. You're listening to IRC FM, episode 135, Thinking of the Kiwis. Thanks, Foundry Road.
Simon.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Explain. And we are...
Foundry Road!
Hi, my name's Jordan Rain.
G'day, I'm Cole Finley.
Hi, I'm Si from Sam River, and I'm Guy.
Hey, this is Capero.
Hi, everybody. I'm Thomas.
Hi, I'm Ivan.
And we're from the band...
Emerald.
Hi, my name is Audra Connolly. And
my name's Matt Stevens. Hi, I'm Lee from Horizon.
Hi, this is Steph from Trip Hazard.
This is Justin Wayne reminding you that you are tuned in to Channel IRC.
Hi, this is Will Danes.
Two... One,
Hi, we're the Views.
Hi, this is Sean, and this is Danny.
Hi, this is Adam from Inner Voices.
Hi, this is Arthur Nason.
This is Explained from Foundry Road.
Hi, this is Dan Lyon from Sweden. Hey, do.
Hey, do.
Hi, this is Craig Morrison from Australia, and check it out.
And you're listening to...
OKFM!
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to episode 135 of IRC FM as we think about the Kiwis there over there in Christchurch in New Zealand after the earthquake. And the song that we just heard was from a band called Trolica, and that song was called Moth Song, number 6 on the Reverb Nation rock charts for Christchurch. And before that, we heard from Alexander Harmer with his song in the 7th position, So You Think You Can Fly. And Alexander, I can't tell you a lot about him. He says, and I quote, "I play, record, and produce music for you." And you is in capital letters, and that's all I can say, pretty much. He says that, "I promise I'll write conventional music one day. Unheeded has the strangest structure to a song I've heard in quite a while." And that is another one of his songs called Unheeded. And of course, if you want to hear more songs by any of these artists, you can go to the links in the show notes at irkfm.com. Click on the links, find out more about them, and watch some videos, maybe listen to some more tracks. Speaking of more tracks, we're going to continue on now with our number 5 track, and this is called Splinters in Dust by the band Modern Era. Modern Era, rising from the ashes of Kiwi rock band, frontman Aaron Rose and an amazing team of trusted individuals come together to seamlessly produce a sound that is clean, crisp, and unforgettable. So we're about to hear them now. This is Modern Era, and we are going to hear the song called Splinters in Dust. This is episode 135 of IRC FM.
Damn right!
You're listening to ERG FM as we count down the rock tracks from Christchurch in New Zealand, courtesy of Reverb Nation. And in the number three position, we had Double Me, Double You by Craig Payne. Now, Craig Payne's backstory is an interesting one. He was actually born in France. His parents were stationed there with the Royal Air Force, and he returned to England as soon after he was born, a couple of years after he was born from his memory. And then, about 9 years later, the family came to New Zealand, originally settling in the North Canterbury area, and he took up guitar at the age of 12 after seeing the movie Ferry Across the Mersey by 60s rock legends in Britain, Jerry and the Pacemakers. And from then on, he developed an interest in bands such as the Beatles, the Shadows, and more. Number three in the rock charts from Christchurch, that was Craig Payne with Double Me, Double You. In the number four position was Suede Arcade with their song Over, Flat Out. They were the New Zealand World Battle of the Bands regional champions and national finalists in 2007. And they were the 2009 regional and national finalists. So 2007, 2009, doing some good stuff there. They describe themselves as pure and simple, dirty rock and roll, fueled by fire, Jack Daniels, beer and scotch. Apparently, Suede Arcade is one of Chopper Reed's favourite bands. He's a mastermind Australian criminal who's gained himself some notoriety on the public speaking circuit and also by writing a series of books about his crimes, another crime called Chopper. Apparently, also according to the band, I don't know how they know this, but iTunes pays Chuck Norris 99 cents every time he listens to a Suede Arcade song. So that was Suede Arcade, and they say that they are managed by Jack Daniels. And I know Jen from Slow should be having a laugh at that one. And in the fifth position, we heard from Modern Era with Splinters in Dust. We're getting up towards the top of the countdown for the top 10 rock songs in Christchurch at the moment on Reverb Nation. And we're going to hear from a band called Flying Solo. And the song we're going to hear is called Letting Go. Flying Solo released their EP, The Letting Go, in 2007. And since then, they have been anything but quiet. The band has been writing and recording their debut album called Don't Be That Guy. Flying Solo have just finished supporting the Ataris on their New Zealand tour and right now are putting their finishing touches on their album. So from Christchurch, in the number two position for the rock charts, here is Letting Go and the artist Flying Solo, which ironically has four members. Sorry, no, the band, ironically, Flying Solo, has three members.
Thank you.
And climbing to the top of the pile for the Rock Countdown for Christchurch in New Zealand on Reverb Nation, that was Sleeping Dogs with their song The Wrong. Sleeping Dogs are a group of four misfits with eclectic musical backgrounds. The present lineup was conceived in 2009 in the land of the Long White Cloud, New Zealand. With an aspiring supergroup with a big sound, you can't begin from a more humble or out-of-the-way place. It started with Thomas Reed, a mad, classically trained... here's that word again, starting with P, Studio B, a pianist, and self-confessed Bowie addict. One day, and without warning, he was inspired, compelled by the rock gods, he will tell you, to start a rock band. And he certainly did that. So I hope that you've enjoyed the music here on IRC FM this week, episode 135. This is actually take two of IRC FM, as I was going to do the chart of all genres on Christchurch to give you a bit of a selection and a bit of a cross-reference. There would have been a bit of metal, a bit of hip-hop, a bit of folk, a bit of pop, a bit of rock. But unfortunately, with some of the tracks that were in there, the material was very, 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 very unsuitable. And not just one song, but many songs for those particular artists. So I thought I couldn't leave track numbers out, and I couldn't leave artists out when it came to a countdown show. And so I basically started again, and I went back to rock. And you certainly did hear some bands who do rock out of Christchurch. We heard from Soul Tonic, Glamour, Green Light Go, Alexander Harmer, Trolica, Modern Era, Suede Arcade, Craig Payne, Flying Solo, and Sleeping Dogs. Don't forget to join myself and my mum Judy on Blast from the Past this weekend. And we're going to have another feature artist on that particular show as we celebrate Studio B hitting the big 6-0 on Monday. And to continue that celebration across the weekend, Judy's Blast FM, where my mum discovers that there's more to music than country and or western. This week she is going to play a selection of her favourite artists that she's played on Judy's Blast FM and also across Channel IRC. So I hope you tune in to both shows and enjoy the music and enjoy the banter on Blast from the Past. Also, there should be a new episode of Insomnia Radio Australia coming up very soon to finish off February. Wow, February already? Really? Nearly March already for 2011? Really? Who would have thought? Anywho, if you want further information about any of the shows on Channel IRC, go across to channelirc.com, and once you've listened to us, go ahead and check out some of the other music podcasts that are out there. Musicpodcasting.org, the Association of Music Podcasting. And I guarantee that you will enjoy the music here at IRC FM very, very much. And I've learned a great deal by listening to other member shows of the Association. So until next week, I'm IRC. We might have another special next week. I'm not quite sure at the moment. But if things work out on the weekend, there might indeed be another special. A certain publicity company may be being featured. You'll just have to wait and see for that one, as will I. Thank you very much for listening. Until next time, spare a thought for those people caught up in the earthquake in Christchurch. Thinking of your Kiwis. And on behalf of everyone here at Channel IRC, it's good night, Interweb. Thanks, Foundry Road.